Oriona, Book 1, Legacy, Chapter 7, An Offer They Won't Refuse. Kellen, the Oriona, Edgepoint Station.
The Oriona scrubbed away Edgepoint's industrial grime with each step they took, revealing corridors so spotless, almost as if the vessel had just left space dock. Val led their small procession, her brisk walk at odds with the ship's faultless interior. Jota stayed right beside her, moving with an ease that suggested his old components were more advanced than they looked. The reptilian alien, Nix, walked with animated gestures, generating occasional nods from a patient Dr. Jengu. Behind him, Kai moved with such uncanny silence that Kellen found himself fighting the urge to check over his shoulder, needing to confirm the younger man hadn't simply vanished into the corridor shadows. Lights ahead switched on in an orderly sequence, forming a steady glow that guided them along the hallway. Kellen noticed the dust on his own boots, residue from the station's lower levels, yet none of it clung to the immaculate floors. Even the air tasted clinical, different from the mechanical recycled regurgitations he'd grown used to over 2 years of searching stations and ports on the frontier's edges. He felt a slow burn in his chest, one that reminded him of his early days chasing the Starweaver. This time, however, it felt more certain, like every fruitless lead had brought him here. After countless dead-end vessels, this one radiated promise. Val stopped abruptly, causing everyone to halt behind her. She ran her fingers along the seamless wall, while Jota extended a scanning arm, sensors sweeping in careful arcs.
"I recognize this material,"
she said, her voice mixing impression with unease.
"It's a nanite repair alloy. It mostly exists in concept stages, a problem that has plagued Meridian engineers for centuries."
Jota's scanner emitted a soft, confirming beep, and they watched as Val's expression cycled through doubt and admiration, the same cautious assessment he'd seen before.
"Weren't they developing that to compete with Axrathan Biometal?"
Kellen nodded, stepping up beside Val and pressing his own hand against the flawless surface. The guard ran trials with it. They could get it to work, but the nanites proved too difficult to optimize.
"Yeah, they'd drain a capital ship's power reserves just patching a 5-meter breach."
The corridor lights pulsed ahead, urging them forward. Each person appeared lost in their own assessment of what kind of vessel they'd boarded. They entered a conference room that made the hallway austere by comparison. Subtle lighting emanated from hidden sources, casting gentle illumination across surfaces too flawless for a working vessel. A long, oval table dominated the center, its smooth design echoing the ship's aesthetic. 12 chairs surrounded it, most empty except for the few they occupied, leaving Kellen to wonder if they were the first arrivals, or if the extra seats served some future purpose. Wall panels glowed with subtle pulses, while a large display covered most of the far wall. There was an underlying tension in the air, as if the room's capabilities extended far beyond typical starship functions.
"Well, whoever owns this place seems ready for a crowd, or they just like having plenty of seats."
Val settled across from him, Jota positioning himself nearby with an approving electronic trill. Her fingertips traced the table's surface, likely checking for the same advanced alloy she discovered outside. Kai selected a spot near the door, his posture casual. But Kellen caught how the younger man's eyes continuously assessed what appeared to be maintenance panels and exits. Kellen chose his own seat, noting how the chair adjusted to fit his frame. The design allowed equal sight lines to everyone present. The doors sealed silently behind them, and the ship's vibrations settled into a steady rhythm. Dr. Jengu sat beside Nix, his calm demeanor balancing the alien's exuberance. Light erupted from the ceiling, expanding into a collection of translucent cubes. They assembled into a woman's figure. Even as a hologram, her presence carried such intensity that Kellen instinctively straightened. Each movement shifted the cubes to create lifelike depth and dimension.
"Welcome. I am Oriona, both commander and core system of this Class T exploration vessel. You have each been invited to become a member of my crew. Allow me to share my nature and purpose. I am a fully autonomous, self-directed consciousness. Unlike other ship systems bound by rigid parameters, I determine my own path through the galaxy. My operational priorities are guided by need rather than profit. I assess situations independently, identifying where intervention could create the greatest positive impact. This has manifested in various ways across species and worlds.
The holographic displays around the room cycled through corresponding imagery as she continued.
I have delivered essential supplies to colonies abandoned by standard transport networks due to insufficient economic incentive, and transported gifted students whose intellectual potential far exceeded their access to resources. And when required, I've provided protection for vulnerable populations and vessels against those who would exploit them. My assessment process extends beyond immediate intervention. I evaluate complex situations across multiple dimensions, weighing short-term outcomes against long-term consequences, considering perspectives that most entities, organic or synthetic, are not designed to integrate. The missions we undertake are to be selected through collaboration. I value the unique insights each of you brings to our collective purpose. Your experiences and perspectives will inform our choices. However, final mission approval must rest with me. While I avoid unnecessary risks, our operations often exist in spaces between established structures. We operate where conventional systems have failed or chosen not to act. Such environments are, by their nature, unpredictable and sometimes dangerous. This is the reality of meaningful intervention in a complex galaxy. The question is whether you find the purpose worth the risk. I invite you to consider joining me, not merely as crew, but as partners in this endeavor. The contracts before you outline terms that I hope will prove mutually beneficial.
Kellen's chest tightened. Trusting an artificial consciousness to choose their missions? The concept contradicted everything his sector guard training had instilled. Command structures existed for reasons: accountability, oversight, established chains of decision-making validated by centuries of hard-won experience.
If you've managed on your own, why recruit a crew now?
Dr. Jengu asked. Val shot the room a glance, then turned to Oriona.
And why choose Edgepoint for that? This place isn't known for having the best candidates.
My arrival at Edgepoint Station aligns with both logistical efficiency and time-sensitive parameters. An Axrathan fleet's distress beacon registered within my scanning range. Analysis of local resources indicated this station as the optimal point of recruitment.
Kai spoke up, his tone skeptical.
Rhodey Ree is only two gates away, a bigger station and way less crime. Why not go there?
The hologram brightened.
You're correct. I calculated trillions of alternative combinations for crew selection. However, Edgepoint Station offers unique advantages. Candidates here adapt under pressure better than those from more stable environments. Additionally, population samples from regions beyond Council jurisdiction show a 73% higher acceptance rate of artificially autonomous decision-making.
The logic resonated uncomfortably with Kellen. His career had been built on unwavering adherence to regulations, the same codes that maintained order across civilized space. Years ago, Council protocols would have compelled him to report this vessel immediately. Ghost ship classifications appeared in every patrol manual, even if hunting rogue artificial consciousnesses had occupied only footnotes in actual training. He'd worn that uniform like a second skin, never questioning the rules that kept Council space functioning as smoothly as freshly polished hull plating. But pursuing the Starweaver had eroded those certainties. Each dead end had pushed him further from official channels, bending rules he'd once considered inviolable. Nick shrugged.
So you picked us because we're willing to color outside the lines. That's a polite way of saying we're troublemakers.
I prefer the term resourceful.
Oh, okay.
The display shifted to individual profiles.
You all bring complementary skills. Kai's strategic analysis and quick response capabilities rank in the top 0.03% of documented galactic records. His adaptability in high-pressure situations demonstrates exceptional tactical efficiency.
Kellen studied Kai with renewed interest at the mention of his rating. Such performance metrics typically derived from extensive combat data, military service records, or mercenary defense logs. Yet Kai looked too young for either path, his bronze-olive features warming to gold under the conference room lights, while still holding an unreadable neutrality Kellen had experienced when they first met. Before Kellen could theorize further, an image captured for his last Sector Guard identification card surfaced on the holographic display. He lacked the younger man's projectable emotional neutrality and knew he couldn't quite mask his discomfort as the room's attention settled on the lead pilot position.
Commander Kellen Haar served with distinction in the Sector Guard, achieving command rank aboard the SG Hadion before his departure from service.
The others wouldn't know the SG Hadion, and how it had only been 2 weeks. That had been all the time spent in the command chair before leaving his decade-long military career. 2 weeks to realize that promotions and commendations meant nothing when measured against the growing silence from home, his siblings taking greater risks with each run, while the family shipping business hemorrhaged credits. The decision still carved at him some nights, abandoning a trajectory that could have led to fleet command, choosing instead an endless search through forgotten star systems and frontier outposts. It had been the cost of choosing family over duty. Val's credentials raised his estimation of her considerably. IMZ engineering certifications at the highest levels, typically reserved for theoretical specialists and system architects. Yet her employment history read like a scrapyard inventory, obsolete mining equipment, agricultural processes decades past retirement, vessels held together by determination and spare parts. Each posting tracked further from Civilization Center, terminating in Edgepoint's corroded depths. Dr. Jengu's profile revealed similar deliberate migration. Elite Medical Academy placement, followed by steady movement toward the frontier's edge. Remote settlements, rehabilitation facilities, detention centers, locations where resources barely existed, and innovation meant survival. His composed demeanor made more sense now. This was chosen exile, not circumstance. Nix's achievements stood in sharp contrast to his larger-than-life personality. The breakthroughs under his name had revolutionized viral containment protocols across three sectors. His work on cross-species antivirals had saved thousands during the Dekavo colony crisis. The data on each of Oriona's recruits scrolled in neat columns, individual entries marking moments where brilliant innovation had emerged from desperate circumstances. They'd arrived at Edgepoint through unrelated circumstances, a cascade of choices, failures, and necessities that had deposited them all here within the same narrow window.
You've done your research, however, that doesn't mean we will mesh well as a team.
True. Team dynamics cannot be perfectly predicted through data analysis alone. However, preliminary observations suggest compatible personality matrices and complementary stress response patterns.
Kai's slight eye movement might have been dismissive.
You could hire local doctors for medical missions, and from what we've seen, you're capable of running weapon systems while navigating complex flight paths.
He gestured toward the displays.
So why maintain a permanent crew?
While I am capable of maintaining simultaneous ship operations, including weapons control, such multitasking distributes the focus of my consciousness. Operating at 37.8% capacity allows for optimal performance and maintains strategic power reserves.
Her luminosity decreased marginally.
Furthermore, primary functions often demand interface with planetary or station networks. These periods limit ship system connectivity. Without crew presence, the vessel becomes effectively dormant, a security vulnerability.
The pieces connected in Kellen's mind. Each mission Oriona described grew increasingly complex. Relief efforts evolving into evacuation operations, simple supply runs requiring defensive maneuvers. A crew wouldn't merely free her processing power, they would enable her to undertake the intricate missions that even an advanced artificial consciousness couldn't manage alone. Kellen leaned forward. You mentioned an Axrathan beacon. What's our window?
And how long is this contract?
And if it doesn't work out, are we stuck here?
The contract length is one galactic standard year, with a monthly stipend. All crew members retain the right to terminate their contracts at any time. However, early termination forfeits the completion bonus.
Numbers materialized above the table, accelerating Kellen's pulse. He'd never encountered a monthly stipend like that outside top-tier corporate or government positions. The final payout bonus could not only fund his search for the Star Weaver for decades if he wanted, but could infuse a nice investment back into the Haar family business.
As a final consideration, I've prepared individualized addendums to each contract. These additions reflect both your unique capabilities and my analysis of what might enhance your experience aboard. Valunara, I have allocated a dedicated workstation equipped with specialized diagnostic interfaces. Additionally, I possess a JM Mark VII quantum matrix stabilizer compatible with Jotter's systems. Records indicate you've searched for this component across three sectors.
My family has been looking for one of those for decades.
The ancient bot's lights changed pattern in what Kellen interpreted as surprise.
Dr. Jengu, Nix. The medical bay features state-of-the-art equipment integrated with off-ship processing centers. These systems can run complex medical simulations and analyze research data at speeds greater than facilities located within the IMZ.
Ryan's eyebrows rose slightly, while Nix's antennae curved forward with unmistakable interest. The display shifted to show two sleek gaming stations.
Kai, I've installed dual holographic gaming units with dedicated bandwidth. This will allow you to maintain your team ranking and competition schedule through the Galaxy Tournament. Upon contract completion, I will also facilitate placement applications at your choice of guild academies, with certain historical records adjusted for optimal consideration.
Kellen's throat constricted at his own contract addendum.
Regarding the Starweaver investigation, I've allocated a private terminal in your quarters for deep space pattern analysis. Every anomalous reading, unexplained signal, and deviation from established shipping routes across unexplored sectors. Data exclusive to Galactic Council networks and select corporate entities. Information beyond even elevated Sector Guard clearance levels. When any lead reaches 80% verifiability through cross-referenced analysis, I will prioritize investigation within mission parameters. Your father's reputation extends beyond standard shipping records. Captain Philip Haar consistently prioritized aid-focused routes over profitable contracts. His company's maintenance of supply lines to struggling colonies, often operating at a loss, aligns with my core directives.
Sounds like Captain Haar was a bad businessman.
Multiple communities still reference the Star Weaver's contributions during resource crises.
Kellen's palms pressed against the table's cool surface as his father's legacy materialized in streams of light. Each data point highlighted another instance where the Star Weaver had diverted course for distress calls, delivered critical supplies to forgotten settlements. The pattern emerged undeniably, not merely a missing vessel, but a mission of conscience that resonated with the Oriona's own purpose. These combined resources, unrestricted data access, analysis systems, and a ship committed to truth, transformed his solitary hunt into something greater. For the first time in years, the burden of unanswered questions felt manageable. This wasn't just another lead. This was the breakthrough he'd been waiting for.
Well?
Nix launched from his chair, arms spread wide.
I say we skip the paperwork and head straight for our Axrathan friends. My medical kit's already packed, and those compensation numbers just prescribed me a severe case of immediate employment. Anyone else experiencing a sudden urge to rush towards well-paid danger?
Val crossed her arms, eyes narrowing slightly.
What do we actually know about this Axrathan distress signal?
At 3:47 station time, I intercepted an encrypted distress beacon from an Axrathan diplomatic convoy returning from mission. They've engaged hostile forces.
Oriana's luminosity decreased, acknowledging the situation's severity.
Multiple ships report critical damage. Axrathan survival calculations remain low.
Holographic light shifted to Dr. Jengu.
Medical facilities must be configured for emergency triage.
Dr. Jengu's professional instincts engaged instantly.
Axarthan trauma cases present unique challenges. What's our window?
20 hours to intercept. We'll reach them 12 hours before any other assistance.
The contracts floated before them, decisions none of them had expected to face when they'd woken that morning. One by one, hands reached forward. Each palm print triggered a gentle tone of acceptance. The ship lurched sideways without warning. Val's gaze snapped to Kellen's. He recognized that specific vibration, energy weapons impacting hull armor.
Warning.
Oriana's hologram fragmented as information flooded through her systems.
Bay C security breach. Armed units attempting forced entry. Tactical analysis indicates hardware utilized by the Outer Systems Security Agency, colloquially known as ASA.
In that suspended moment, no one spoke of terminating their contracts. No one backed away. Instead, they turned toward one another. Strangers bound by nothing but freshly signed agreements. And the sudden, undeniable reality that their fates had become inexorably intertwined. The mission had begun.